Stop whatever you're doing. If you don't put this video on repeat, I don't even know if you could do that on YouTube. Put this video on repeat, like, subscribe, comment more times than you would normally. Because if this video about being women and being gals doesn't outperform the video that just previously came out that's about being men, I'll fucking lose it. I will lose it.
Imagine to get 75% of the views.
And here's the thing, Bosco. I'm scared that that's what's going to happen. Because some of you fucks only like when boys talk. And it's I'm going to be really fucking angry if this even, like, compares to the activity of that.
Well, stop putting the energy out there.
You're right. You know what?
They're going to put it on repeat.
You're already going to do that.
And you're going to go tell your friends. And they're going to freaking watch it on repeat as well. And then this video is going to get so many damn views.
Before you do anything, you have to share this video more times than you could even imagine, more than you normally would, because this video has to outbeat the dude's video, because it's the gal's video. Gals?
Yes.
Gals.
Oh, my God.
Gals?
No power.
Block it.
We're talking about being women. We're talking about your assumptions about women. We're breaking down those stupid assumptions you have. I saw one down here that says, do girls poop?
No.
No, yeah. This shit.
Thank you.
Be short.
I'm here with some of my friends. Please welcome Olivia.
Hello.
Bosco.
Hey.
And Gucci.
Grafa.
We are man spreading. We're doing it all.
Yes. Yeah, I told them on the
Some
couch
of us
today.
Are.
I said,
I'm not right
no.
now.
No.
I'm yeah, you're so sweet and dainty.
And what is your relationship with femininity?
Performative.
Honestly, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what is my relationship? It changes a lot.
It has, yeah.
Especially growing up.
Mm.
Like, I was a lot more femme growing up. But I don't know if that's because I thought I had to or I don't know what.
For me, I definitely was because I had to. My mom would put me in dresses and I would, like, fight her and go steal my brother's clothes after.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm still doing that now. But, like, now I'm kind of cool in my feminine bag.
Do you ever see kids now and you're like, you're so fucking lucky.
So lucky.
Why?
No eyebrows, septum piercing.
Like, yeah, literally kids.
They can be whoever they
want
to be.
They can be whoever the fuck they want in some places. And in some states, in some, it's like, well, cool, I'm scared. Deprived
I'm an adult. Of. My hero is Northwest.
Oh.
She's a little icon.
Yeah.
So she gets to be exactly who she thinks she is.
Yeah. And if she grew up like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Shirley Temple. You know what I mean? Like, she wouldn't.
Judy Garland, for
like,
sure.
Like, I'm worried about who was actually Shirley Temple. You know what I mean? Would she be?
Yeah, who were the animal crackers and what soup?
Right.
Let's talk about it. Let's wake that up. I think, like, my relationship with femininity is, like, an ever-growing one. Because my original relationship was literally performative. Like, I worked as a drag queen before I transitioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I found it as, like, a way of self-expression and a way of making money and, like, paying my rent, to be completely honest.
Totally.
And as I moved more into the craft and found myself more and more, I was able to separate the work from how I wanted to express myself outside of it. And honestly, unchaining those two things has allowed me to be a much better artist and a better woman.
Oh, especially being an artist and thinking like, who am I and what's the art and what's the artist? That just that alone is a whole fucking 10 years for me.
And it like was forever changing and updating.
What about you, Liv?
About being the artist and the art?
Yeah.
No, or like, what's your relationship?
Separating the art from the artist.
Yeah, what about that?
Who's your favorite problematic artist?
Let's talk about that. Let's start. No, I feel like I'm in a more feminine era right now. I feel like when I was young, I had the idea of what being a feminine person is. But now I actually feel like I embody it. And like, I do things constantly to make me feel like, I feel like everything goes back to in my like soul and my body and where I'm feeling things. Like I'm not, now I'm like looking internally, whereas before when I was young, I was doing external feminine things.
Yeah.
Now I really feel it inside my soul.
Yeah. It's ever growing. It's always going to change.
It's ever growing.
Okay. So Nicole wanted to shoot me in the head with this first assumption.
Oh.
I don't even want to say this out loud. You can't take this out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm adding sauce to it. Okay.
Okay. Now you have to. Now you kind of have
to. Yeah. No, I'm going to read the first one and then we're going to obviously break it down, but you can't take this out of context. And I'm going to say this sentence on camera because it's an assumption.
Okay.
Clip it.
Women are low key. Oh, no, I read it the opposite way.
Oh.
Oh. I read men are funnier than women. That's why I freaked
out.
It's internalized. Yeah.
I got scared. Yeah. I saw that sentence and I went, oh my God, she's having me say this. Okay, so we're going to change the whole thing. Here we go.
Yeah.
I still think we got the clip of you saying that men are funnier than women.
I can't believe I thought that. That's literally, I just went, We're going to start with our first assumption that you guys submitted.
Okay.
And break it down. Women are low-key funnier than men.
Women are way funnier than men. Of course. Man is just a version of the funniest woman he knows.
Say that louder for the people in the back, Gucci.
Every man is just a version of the funniest woman he knows.
Yep.
Boom.
I think
take that to the bank.
I think funny usually comes from a place of having to, like, work through conflict or go through something. And that's what builds humor. And not saying that men don't go through anything, but I think they're less privy to go through some traumatic things.
I agree.
So they're not going to be as funny because they weren't given the chance. And it's not their fault. And we shouldn't blame them for it.
Yeah.
We should just make life harder for men. And then they're going to be funnier. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's actually my mission.
It's so true.
Life harder
the
for
inconvenience
men.
That we face on a daily basis that just becomes like a routine. Like, they never have to face that. Like, just having makeup on my face.
I don't like makeup.
I've literally
very much.
Like carried weapons with me to go over to strange people's houses. Like, I don't know that. I don't know. I feel
what
like,
do you mean you go to strange people's houses?
Oh, yeah. That's, what do you mean? I don't know. Hey, what I do on my free time is
my business.
My
business.
It's not assumptions free time, okay? No, you're going to Facebook Marketplace. You want to pick up a lamp.
Oh, you love
this fucking lamp. And then you go, wait, am I armed?
Yes.
No,
yes, exactly.
Literally, okay, I picked up a lamp.
This was last week.
Yeah. Like you're just
I was
that
strapped.
Up.
No, I
picked up a lamp, and then this guy had the audacity to be like, come into my garage.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey, why don't you bring the fucking lamp to my car?
I always go, put the lamp outside.
Put it outside. Why am I going into your garage?
Put the lamp in the bag.
Like, obviously.
Put the lamp in the bag.
No, it's a robbery.
You walk into a
Facebook
robbery. He goes, come in at 3. Oh. You go, hey. Put the lamp outside.
Oh, my. Yeah, they have a picture of me in the back wall of Pier 1 because I'm not allowed in anymore because they keep on robbing them.
It's a Pier 1. I haven't been to a Pier 1 since I was 12.
Pier 1 imports?
You just robbed that crazy.
Did you remember if they're still existing?
Oh, my God.
No, oh, my God. There's one on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, not the Women's Assumptions episode talking about Pier 1 imports.
Pier 1. Do you remember they would have ornaments that would come out that were so
fucking
cool?
I was there every Christmas. My mom had, like, all the fucking glass cups with the blue rims. Do you guys remember
that was fine China? That was.
And then they had that on in the Family and Modern Family had the Pier 1 Imports mug collection.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about Pottery Barn.
So let's talk.
Oh, wow. Okay, wait,
do you remember PB
Very
Kids?
Very hard to rob, by the way.
Pottery Barn Kids, yes.
The Pottery
it's still
Barn
a thing. It's still
Very
a thing.
Difficult.
Do you guys remember PB Kids?
Pottery Barn Kids.
Yes. Yeah. It would be right next door.
Yes. And I just remember getting a catalog that was PB Kids, and I didn't know it was Pottery Barn Kids. And it was like the coolest bunk beds you could ever get and the coolest bedspreads. Anyway.
I have to say Pottery Barn is overpriced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a vibe during the holidays, but it is so expensive.
If I'm going to throw money down like that, I'm going to West Elm. There. I see.
Yeah.
I like the West Elm.
Yeah. Times have changed.
My only problem with this sentence is the word low-key. I think anyone you talk to will agree that women are funnier than men. So,
easy.
Yeah. But I also do agree it's like some people are funny because they're like little creatures that just popped out that way. Mm-hmm. And then some people are funny because they went through a lot of hard fucking shit.
I actually don't find any man I know funny.
Yeah, let's think about it. I think Obama sometimes was funny.
We'll give him that.
Yeah, Obama.
By the way, not what he was known for.
Obama.
I know, but sometimes he did stuff, and I'd be like, that was really funny.
Identifiable trait of Obama. Kind of funny sometimes.
Kind of funny. Fun fact, yes, Pier 1 Imports went out of business and closed all of its physical retail stores.
They knew we were going to talk about Pier 1 Imports.
I wanted to get that Pier 1 sponsorship so goddamn bad.
The company liquidated its inventory and closed all 500 locations.
Gosh.
Marketing, blah, blah, blah.
Can I have your hand for a second? I need a moment.
Oh, you guys. The brand was later acquired and now operates exclusively online.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
No.
I need to go into the store.
Have you guys been in a mall recently?
They're sad.
They're so sad.
Wait, I was going to say yes, but then I was just playing Mario Party. So no.
At the mall?
What are you about to
That's very Wait, different.
I'm sorry.
You were at the... So
you need to elaborate.
Yeah, please.
Go on.
We played at Mario Party and the setting was at a mall.
Oh, okay. In the game. No, we're talking a physical mall.
I only live inside games.
That's what it is to be a fucking woman. That's how hard it is. You just want to live inside a game.
Yeah. She's plugged into the Matrix. VR. She said, fuck this world.
Although I do want to go to the Century City Mall this weekend. I want to go to Zara. I want to hit up Mango. And then I want to go to Nordstrom.
Is there
and then get a Cinnabon.
I think that sounds
That's
beautiful.
A mall day. That's
that
a
sounds
full
incredible.
Mall day.
Mall day. Okay, second assumption. Girls don't poop.
We don't. Oh. Shit.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. Thank you, Bosco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quick to text someone, say, hey, running late, gotta take a shit.
Oh, good for you.
Quick.
There was, I will say, like, I think this comes from, like, for some reason, I wonder if kids or younger women these days still feel this way, but I remember growing up being scared to talk about poop like my brother did. And I think that's just because it was cool for my brother to fart, but it was, like, ugly for me to fart.
That makes sense.
I think that's an extension of, like, Freud, like, poop envy.
Like, I don't know why it was, like, so gross for me to talk about poop.
But your brother always did.
And it was cool and relatable when he did.
Or, like,
everybody loved it.
Patriarchy at work.
Right?
Just.
Taking 75% of the shits my brother can take.
Truly.
And not enough.
And not even getting paid for a full shit.
No,
not
it's even crazy.
The wage gap on the poop.
Have you read all the articles about people, like, having so much more colon problems because we're all looking at our phones while we're pooping, so we're pooping too long now?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
lots of hernias and lots of, like, what's the other one?
Oh, hemorrhoids.
That's
they're
the one.
Pushing.
They're pushing.
Yeah,
they're pushing
hemorrhoids.
Too much. Absolutely, put the phone down while you're shitting. I
hemorrhoids
promise.
And hernias, they're related?
They are. I don't know.
Well, a hernia is, like, right here.
It's like when, yeah, like,
when you're doing,
muscle,
maybe, like, doing, like, sit-ups.
Which is kind of bulges, yeah.
Yeah, when you're, like, stressing too much and something slips out. So, like, in a way, spiritually.
Yes.
It's spiritually, it's the same.
And hemorrhoids.
They're twin flames.
Alike in purpose.
Yes.
Separate
they're like
journeys.
Two looks on like a Marc Jacobs show where they're like, oh, similar fabrics,
similar, but different.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Christian Siriano is just like, okay, I'm writing this down.
Oh my God. Another assumption about women. Straws are feminine.
This is like the conversation where they're like, soup is for girls.
Right?
Men shouldn't be having soup, which I agree with. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like straws, for me in particular, I like having straws because I wear a lot of lipstick and a lot of lip gloss.
That's what I just
so
learned.
Like practicality-wise, I do think straws belong in a woman's hand, but then maybe we're thinking like too phallically. Like, I don't know. Like there's a lot of like,
Lots straws.
I love a straw.
I like will grab handfuls of straws when I go out to places.
What?
And keep them in random places.
That green room hates to see you coming. You're just
let me just go ahead. Oh yeah. The boba time on hates me.
They love stealing
their
straws. You're stealing boba straws.
Just
you have just like a bowl of a straw.
Yes.
Boba straws, you can what are you
it's
doing?
A cylinder.
You're going to strange homes with boba straws.
When you need a weapon.
So,
hey,
so
boba
they
straws.
Are very They're very sharp.
No, but
they
I
are.
Will say like
very
there's
sharp.
Something archaic about this. Like why are we still doing this? You know?
And you're like,
yeah.
Maybe it's feminine because it's
technology.
Like
technology.
It is technology. And I'm not afraid of the future.
No, not at all.
I'm not. And I'm not.
Every time I go like this, I feel like a caveman.
Would you rather be sipping that out of a straw?
Yes.
1,000%.
I actually asked for one about an hour ago.
Well, Gucci might have some. Gucci, you have some?
Oh, absolutely. Where's Gucci's bag?
Yeah. In my purse.
Oh, they're all freaking out.
No, I'll live. I'm almost done with this.
I hope they're not actually living.
No, please don't. Please don't.
I think
they actually purchased it. They're gonna.
I'm such a fucking bitch.
You said,
no, what?
Pier 1
you asked for it an hour ago.
If I was a Pier 1, I would have a straw right now. There'd be an entire section dedicated to it. It would have a lovely little twirly bit in it.
And that's why they went out of business because no one's buying straws. They're stealing them.
So
umbrella.
Just
the drink tastes better through a straw. It tastes better.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm fully on to this.
Not carbonated drinks.
They're straws.
Oh
my God. Okay, they are biodecomposable, which changes things a little bit.
Y'all
we are in
so
LA.
Funny for this.
Suddenly, I'm a magazine editor.
It's amazing.
And I'm walking down the street.
I'm saying exactly. This is so much more. Like,
oh, yeah. Wow. Can you
like, why am I still using gravity to funnel drink into my face?
Okay, an Aperol spritz through a straw, way better than.
Yeah. So true. So true.
Espresso martini through a straw? No.
No.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not straws through and through.
What about a margarita?
I would say if we're doing like something along the rim, I don't need the straw for that
because
I like to be able to taste the little rim moment. But I do think drink technology is lovely.
Yeah.
Like I love, I'm an accoutrement. I love an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Bloody Marys have gone too far though. I don't need the meal.
Turning into a meal.
Yeah. I don't
turning
need the appetizer
absolute
with
meal.
It.
Yeah.
It's
full
too
pickle,
much for me.
Full thing of bacon.
Nope.
Full, it's like
nope.
A whole tomato
I,
in there.
Now I can't get to the drink.
Yeah.
Are you guys big
omelet
Bloody team. Mary people?
Oh, I am.
Love Bloody Marys.
I'm into Bloody Marias.
I like Bloody Marias.
And what's that?
Tequila.
She's got tequila. She's
okay.
got tequila.
Not today, Satan.
Can we fly in some Bloody Marys?
I'm just like, can I get a Caesar? Which is also lovely. Do we
what
know
is
about
this?
So it's the same thing as a Bloody Mary, but it's with Clamato instead of tomato juice, so it's just a little funkier.
Oh my gosh, you guys, now I want want one.
Which great. The reason Clamato is called that is because it's got clam juice in it.
Clam
women whole time.
Instead.
Women, look at that. Did you learn so much? The fucking guys one, you didn't fucking learn that.
Can I have a Bloody Mary as like a nighttime drink?
You can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, why not?
People are capable of doing whatever they want.
I went on a cruise once and I would order a Bloody Mary all time of the day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I just want some tomato juice right now.
It does sound nice.
I love tomato juice.
But you guys, I don't think
straws are feminine. I think they're fun. I don't think feminine.
They are technology. They are the future.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I don't have my dad go like, can I get a straw?
I think they're more utilized by women, but just I think it's mainly the lipstick.
Lipstick, yeah.
I don't think it's a gendered technology, though.
I don't think it's for women, but for some reason, women like it a little bit more.
It's easier to drink a milkshake.
We have evolved, so.
Straw.
Kids and women.
I think men will get the straw iOS update in the next... 2 decades.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah.
They'll go, honestly, I'm really loving this. I just don't want anybody to like freak out and put my mouth on a fucking dick.
Right. Like full like artisanal straws when like men discovered hot sauce like 10 years ago and everybody was making their own hot sauce. They're going to be whittling their own straws. It's going to be fab. I can't wait. Straw
they, like,
culture
whip out,
is
without a case.
It's going to be like a retractable one. Yeah.
And they're it's like, also got the key to their like fucking Bitcoin and shit.
Or it's like those fucking those
bathing ape brand straw.
Supreme straw.
Supreme straws. Wait, I would absolutely buy like a Supreme branded straw where it's just like the logo.
I'm sure
it
actually exists.
Okay,
I'm really
I would too.
Or like those boys who have like a fucking bottle opener on their keys.
It's a retractable straw.
It's made of fucking wood and lube. Okay. Next assumption.
My whalebone straw.
My whalebone
straw.
This is my Buffalo Wild Wings sponsored straw. Made of Bitcoin and lube. Okay.
What flavor would the lube be in this situation? Bloody Mary.
Wood.
Bloody Mary.
Okay, next assumption. One thing I've learned as a man is that women love pockets. Sure, bud. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Like, cool. Talk to your wife more. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
I like the discovery. Like, oh, my God, this skirt has pockets. I like that.
I think where that's coming from is we are pleasantly surprised when something has pockets because it's not always an option to us.
Thank you, Bosco. I needed that.
Yeah, I do not have pockets in this that I'm currently wearing because it is very see-through. But it would be really cool if there was like a little pocket in the skirt piece. So I kind of understand where we're coming from that. But I feel like everybody likes pockets. I don't know if that is a feminine attribute.
It feels a little like my pussy grabs back, like Women's March 29. being like, oh my God, girls with pockets? Oh my God, you guys have keys? That's why I get a little aggressive about it.
No, true. It's like we have rights too.
Yeah. Like, could you believe I have a wallet to put in my pocket?
Wait till I get a checking account. It's going to be crazy.
I am like, maybe we should just, I guess like guys, they just have the luxury of just not, I mean, like sometimes when I'm out, I'm wearing a dress, no pockets. And then they have so many more pockets than I do. And so I'm like, oh, I wish I had pockets. Maybe that's why they think that we like pockets so much.
No,
that's
I think
where the purse comes into.
Yeah.
That's true. But my purse is so tiny. Purse is so
please,
tiny.
Olivia, you are not.
It holds my straw.
Oh my God.
My straw and my phone.
Your purse is so f***ing small.
My purse is tiny and tight. I'm so sorry.
Please.
Sorry.
I'm obsessed.
I do have a tiny little purse. And I don't even mean, like, I can show you guys, like, my bag collection.
What annoyed me about this is a man being like, I just didn't know you guys like pockets. And, like, pockets, I think, are just like straws. I don't think they're a gendered thing.
No.
But maybe back in the day, they were.
The more queer you are, the more pockets.
Because my Gucci, let's get a spin. Let's get a spin.
Are you utilitarian?
We can replace the Kinsey scale with just a scale of how baggy your pants are. And, like, by the time you get to the pants this big, no more pronouns.
No more pronouns.
We're on neo-pronoun-sized pants over here.
Gucci, how many pockets do you have?
Right now, today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6, 7, 8.
I think like 8 pockets.
8.
Okay,
9,
maybe
10.
He had a plug.
Oh, no, the one with a gun.
Oh, my God. They keep going.
Okay, so he might have had a point. Apparently, we do really like pockets.
I'm so sorry, but yeah, women...
Like, men pocket. Found right, unfortunately.
I love saying that there's enough pockets on the pants that now it goes non-binary. That was so funny.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, wait, I want to talk to you guys about this. Yeah. And this is a little off topic.
Okay.
Thongs.
All right. Uh-huh.
just
there's
getting into them.
There's a little pocket. In it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, in the middle, between the fabric and the little thing in the
The little thing?
Yeah. Like just like weird little liner
what
thing?
Like a little liner thing, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I think just it's so, it's not just bare drugs, fabric.
For aerodynamics. So it's just double the fabric on.
It's to get rid of the wind resistance.
So that is getting rid of the wind resistance. So it's like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I've always been like, why? Is it's because that's like a precious spot?
Yeah, it's like so you can go through TSA with drugs. You know, it's
I don't know. Well, actually, there are. I have a thong where without it
or underwear. I think a lot of underwear has like a pocket up front. Or is it just thongs?
Maybe they just want to double.
I feel like it's a panty liner situation, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's giving up, it's got to soak up a little.
Yeah, soak up more.
I don't know how graphic I can get.
Do it.
Yeah, they'll probably cut this
apart. Okay, here. Yeah, you ever throw up, you know? Sometimes she just goes in the middle of the day. She goes.
Welcome to the gals episode. Does your pussy ever throw up?
I feel like
me when my cat's not feeling good.
Does your pussy ever throw up? Okay, this guy asked about pockets, and we talked about pockets in every form of the
exactly.
word.
It's a pocket, yeah.
Someone told me that pretty girls have bald dads. Think okay. about it, Annie, Daddy Warbucks.
That was adopted. So I feel like
True.
Not so that like adopted children are any less than biological children, but I do feel like we're really bridging a few gaps that I'm trying to follow.
You're right. It was the first person I could think of that's a daughter of a bald man.
And you're like, who's the hottest girl that I know? Annie or Danny? NYC. $3, two bags, one me.
One dad, he's bald. Okay, think of bald.
Oh,
do you have anybody in your life who's pretty, and do they have a bald father?
I feel like most men have a fleeting relationship with hairlines based on genetics, and that's okay. That's fine. I love bald men. I think they're very hot.
Me too.
So I do feel like most dads that I know after a certain age are bolder.
Yeah.
And so I feel like most of my hot friends do have balder dads.
There you go.
And is your dad bald?
My dad's really long hair.
Hairline is so funny.
Can you think like of famous bald people? Like Stanley Tucci, does he have a daughter? Barack Obama?
I know he does have a daughter, but I do not know what Stanley Tucci's daughter looks like.
Yeah, see?
Barack's hairline is still...
Barack's hairline is...
No, Barack not looks bald. Good.
He's hanging in.
You his are, hairline.
One more, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're not Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Barack.
What is Barack known for being? Funny and bald.
Funny and bald. Whoops. Wait, that's a very interesting assumption that I've never heard before.
Never heard of that.
I kind of like it.
Vin Diesel? Does he have...
I don't know.
Oh, no, let's go backwards. Let's think of pretty women.
Okay.
And think
Julia
of their
Roberts.
Dads.
Yeah.
I do not know what her dad looks like.
Anne Hathaway. I don't know what her dad looks like.
Okay, but in the movie Easy A, Stanley Tucci plays Emma Stone's dad.
Oh.
He was bald. Emma Stone is beautiful. Theory confirmed.
Your assumption.
You know what? You're right.
Got it.
Theory is confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah, I'm thinking of like fictional families.
I'm
like,
still obsessed with the hottest piece of ass I can think of, Annie.
Annie. That was wild.
Hot girls, for clarity, for you sick fucks at home, I went, who's a bald man I know? And the first man that came to my fucking mind
was
Daddy Warbucks. Okay, bold makeup is more for self-expression than it is for attraction and attention.
Por qué no dos?
What's the dose?
Yeah,
no, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but it could be for whatever I
think
want.
I'm actually glad this person is opening their mind because I do think old fashion men think that makeup is only because we want to look prettier. Or old-fashioned people think that. Like, my grandma thinks that makeup is to be pretty and not to express how you're feeling or like an art form.
Mm-hmm. Could be for both.
To cover my flaws.
I use it to just feel...
To hide.
It actually makes me feel more, like, ready for the day. Like, I feel like, okay, it's like getting dressed. I don't want to, like, just look like I didn't try.
I do like doing, like, self-expression-wise with makeup for, like, events.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like
especially
events.
Drag. Like there, yeah. That is self-expression. That is not just attention and attraction.
I do a lot of different types of makeup. Like this is like stage makeup essentially that I'm wearing. Like this is not what I would wear going out and shopping. This is like the full glam that I would use when I'm in the character of Bosco. But outside of this, like I have like a pretty minimal makeup routine.
Yeah.
But I still like to wear makeup because I like being in charge of how other people view me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There you go. I think women grow up thinking they have to wear it. But then I do think you find out later once you start having fun, once you start learning about it and seeing that it's expression, that it is powerful.
I love watching it as an art form. I love watching tutorials online. Oh. I don't even do makeup, but my feed, I just like to see how good, like people do things really well.
Yeah.
And then they like look like so glamorous at the end.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And they feel good. And then you're like, wow, they feel really good. And that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
And I like when they look really crazy and weird for a little bit before they look cool.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of like
The process.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like full Mrs. Potato Head for a second.
Yes.
And then they like assemble the parts.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
It's like one of those like, you know, those like game ads that you get, like a Chinese game ad where it's like, your wife looks really bad, hairy, and boogers everywhere.
And then like the poor girl that's like in the mud and she's smelly and you have to like hose her off.
Yeah, you have to hose her off and then give her like brand new hair.
Almost downloaded those games a few times. Not going to lie, because I got to the end and I said, Do I want to spend 4 more hours?
Yeah. Here's a little fact. The history of cosmetics spans at least 7,000 years and is present in almost every society on Earth. Cosmetic body art is argued to have been the earliest form of a ritual. The evidence for this comes from red mineral pigments, including crayons associated with the emergence of Homo sapiens in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like ancient eyeliner too.
Yeah, like war paints and like different like things that gave you like power.
Yeah,
we're just creative. Humans are creative.
You know,
like being in control of how they look.
Yes,
like you know those the ancient Thai dancers and their makeup is like it looks like almost like it emulates a god.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it's so expression based and not about. Attention, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's about how you...
Give me all of that. I love attention, too.
No, you're so
I'm mainly doing this for attention, to be completely honest.
See, I think it's everything. Yeah, you're right. I think some men think women mostly reject them because of how they look, but in reality, their vibe was just weird.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how you look. If your vibe is awful, bye-bye. Like, I feel like I am attracted to a spectrum of different types of people, but, like, vibe is... everything. Like, you could be, like, the most hottest person, and if your vibe is off...
Absolutely. I've smashed a couple threes and fours.
There we go.
But they were hilarious.
Yes.
You know, I didn't have a bed frame, but that didn't matter to me in the moment.
I was just picking up a lamp.
I'm just picking up a little lamp. I'm picking up a lamp.
Yeah, you know that the meme with the princess and then the jester is like,
Yeah.
I love that meme. It's my favorite meme. Yes.
If you're funny, oh my god.
Yeah. If you're funny, my boxers might slide off. I'm not gonna lie. It might come off.
I think it is interesting that men do think visually a lot more than women, I think. I don't know.
But
men do think that women don't like them sometimes because of how they look. And I'm like, it's so much more than
that. It's based in some kind of science.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know, the whole like incel subculture of like men rating themselves on their looks and like assigning themselves like roles and like worthiness based on how they look and how like women interact with them. And I feel like we're just overdoing it, dudes. Like, if you're cool, be cool.
Yeah.
Be cool.
You don't
like,
realize.
If you can be attractive, that's also helpful.
Yeah, you don't realize how good a vibe, how far a good vibe can go.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you think to get me a glass of water when you get up to get yours, suddenly, I'm not looking at your teeth.
Yeah. Literally.
I don't know what it is. Your vibe is so much more important.
That's so true.
Have you guys ever dated someone that was only good looking but bad vibes?
No.
Absolutely.
Not dated, but absolutely slept with.
Absolutely picked up a lamp from.
Oh, wait. Yeah, maybe. I get mad at myself thinking about it.
I had like an era where I'd only sleep with men that were like, not cool enough to bring around my friends. So, like, we had, like, situationships where I'm like, no, we're not dating because I'm not bringing you around my friends because you're dumb as f***. But, yeah, and that was, like, a few years of my life. So, absolutely.
You know what? I think this is where that idea comes from where it's like, don't look at his pictures. You have to meet him in person.
Yes, we've all been there.
Okay, next one. As a woman, I feel like people assume I'm a bitch. I think it's mainly because I'm neurodivergent and don't always know how to control my expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is, I know for a fact, men aren't probably thinking that as much as women are.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, resting bitch face. Do you ever talk about men with resting bitch face?
No, theirs is more like a mug. They get a mean mug.
And then it looks like, oh, you're thinking.
Yeah.
But, like, when a girl has resting bitch face, it's like, you're a bitch. And that's so fucked up.
No, yeah.
What if she has a business to run?
Literally, I was getting dragged when I first started Smosh that I had a resting bitch face. And I was like, I'm actually just thinking about what I'm eating for fucking lunch.
Actually, yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone's like, she's such a bitch. That. I'm like, okay, if Ian was doing that, it'd be a different fucking story.
I was going to say, you know who has a resting bitch face on the cast? Every one of the men. And that's just boys going,
oh.
Say that.
Oh.
I do kind of have a bit of a resting bitch face. Like, I do not look like a nice person. And I personally love that. I think that's a great thing. I feel like it weeds out those who are not bold enough to fly close to the flame. And that's fine for me. I like that. I also like people who are kind of mean. So I just like a mean face on anybody.
But it's the assumption that women should be smiling more and men don't have to. You should smile.
I learned how to have a resting bitch face because, like, I have resting friendly face. And people will tell me their life story on the
line.
Let me see
your friend.
I know this. I am sick of it. I had to learn how to be an asshole. Because also, like, I grew up in New York and it's a rough place to grow up. And, like, somebody always wants something. So I would, at some point in my life, walk around, like,
oh my.
On purpose, just so people would leave me alone.
I think resting something face is like a real thing because, like, I have resting weed face. I get asked if I have weed anywhere I go all of the time. I do not smoke weed.
That's so funny. I think I have resting weed vibe.
I could see
because
that.
Because every party, people are like, you stoned? Or you drink? Do you have weed? Because I get that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so interesting, too. But also, I want to say, Gucci and I did a short film together before they started coming to Smosh. And I remember, you do have a very friendly, like, hey!
Yeah, you do. It's
and
sweet.
Then I'm kind of like, no one talk to me, please. I'm so tired. I'm so scared. I'm so scared if anyone's going to be mad at me. And then, like, every grip we'd talk to, you'd be like, yeah, so where are you from? Oh, my God. Aww, that's so cool. That's... Gucci, you're just a friendly person.
Gucci, you are friendly.
I really, like, I tried to hide it for years. Be like, no.
You're just
but
too
I
sweet.
Am, like, a really sensitive, like, cupcake.
Are you a Pisces?
No, I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo.
The room went so silent.
I know.
We all thought you were a Pisces.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can understand this person being like,
period.
Oh, Gemini?
Gemini.
Love.
I love what Geminis.
According to the Vedic chart, I am a Cancer, Gemini, Pisces.
We're going to have to get you a new
all
birthday.
Of them?
And then according to the tropical chart, I'm a Leo, Cancer, Pisces.
Okay.
Oh, you gave us the big three. That's what it was.
That was a big three.
Oh, okay.
This is like full like 23andMe situation.
I'm a Leo.
So there's different charts.
Mm. There's different charts?
Yes.
Oh my God. See, in the boys' video, they're talking about dick size, and we're talking about the different charts.
Period.
All women know these days is charge they phone, be bisexual, eat hot chip, and lie.
Wait, one more time. Read that one more time.
I literally know. All women know these days is charge they phone, be bisexual, eat hot chip, and lie.
Who the fuck wrote this?
The fact I know exactly what this is saying.
What? Wait, what's
so
hot?
Funny
what's
to
hot
me?
Chip?
Like,
what's hot chip?
Like hot Cheetos, like spicy chips.
All women know these days is charge they phone, be bisexual, eat hot chips,
oh my God.
And lie.
Okay, so
oh
this
my
is very
God.
Like, this is a terminally online thing.
Yes.
This is like very, very online behavior.
Gucci, why don't you take the lead?
I want to read this. Yeah. I want to read it.
Can we do line readings on this?
I'll read, hold on, wait. Okay, all women know these days is charge a phone, be bisexual, eat hot chips, and lie. That's what it's supposed to sound like.
I read it normal.
You read it like a doctor's chart.
No, this is it.
You've been diagnosed.
All
with
women know
hot
these
chips.
Days.
I didn't know what. I'm dyslexic. I don't know how to read.
It's charge they phone, be bisexual, eat hot chips. And lie. Why did it sound
no,
like
it everyone
like
has to read it? Everyone has to read it.
It was like,
everyone has to read it.
Bosco, you have to read it now.
It sounded like slam poetry.
All women know these days.
all women know these days is charge they phone, be bisexual, eat hot chip, and lie.
Is it hot chip?
Hot chip, singular.
You're right, I was reading it like AI.
Siri, tell me what women are about.
All women know.
I'm glad you asked.
All women they know these days.
All women know these days is charge they phone, be bisexual, eat hot chip, and lie.
You sounded like the TikTok lady.
Come with me for a day. Be bisexual and eat chip.
She's reporting.
I'm reporting.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Do you want to take the lead on this? What the fuck is this?
I mean, yeah. What more to life is there?
Is this written by a man?
This is like a famous tweet.
Oh. It's a famous tweet. Oh. Do you guys agree though?
Absolutely.
All you worry about these days is like charge. I mean, here's the thing. Yes. I will say this.
I'm on an iPhone 13. I'm always charging my phone.
I am. I'm
and,
too.
And I eat hot chip.
And lie.
Sometimes.
Charging often. My phone is the biggest sense of, I need a full charge more
really?
Than anything. Or not a full charge, but like losing battery stresses me out. Wait. So much because I'm I like to Uber, I like to go out, I like to drink, I like to be with my friends. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a phone battery, the amount of times I've gone up to a bartender and I'm like, I know you have a charger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, this is just for my fucking safety. And they're like, sorry, it's not company policy to give you a charger.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you can take my phone.
About it.
It's like you're asking for their first child. Their first child. It's like the most important thing that you could have possibly asked them for.
And I'm like, this is
very
just
very serious.
Like truly just safety.
Yeah, you need to call an Uber.
I saw a TikTok about this. This girl was like, it's not my responsibility to have a charger for you. I'm like, what has this world come to?
No.
I'm like, can I
what
just
is
have
this individualistic bullshit? I'm not into this. Yep. I'm a collectivist bitch. If I have a charger, we all have a charger.
Thank you.
It's like a hair tie.
I'm running for president. Hot chip for everyone.
Yes.
Only occasionally lying.
Yes.
No, yeah.
I love lying.
As politicians
I
do.
Love to lie.
Oh
I
my God,
too.
Let's talk about
I
it.
I love lying.
Yeah.
One it's time, so I lie for fun.
People always assume that I play sports and like I was dropping something at a UPS and the guy was like, you hoop? I have literally never, I have not played a sport ever.
Did you throw the package or?
Yeah.
I just looked athletic. That's crazy. I just looked athletic. He's like, you hoop? I just went. Yeah.
What?
Love.
Mind you, the last time I got on a court with my friends, I was like, which way do I face? I don't hoop.
You go, do I kick?
Were you wearing a basketball outfit with a basketball?
I was coming from the gym.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Coming from the gym. He was like, oh, you hoop? And I was like, yeah. He said, yeah, where at? I go, everywhere.
I'm obsessed with
you. I love that.
That should have been the first indicator.
Everywhere.
I love to lie to Uber drivers.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, of course.
Brand new backstory. Every
Me too.
Every
it's
time.
It's so fun. And there was one time I was with some friends on tour and we had just gotten done with rehearsal and the Uber driver was picking us up and he's like, oh, what are you guys rehearsing for? Are you in the local production of, it was a touring production of Lion King. And we fully just took it and ran with it. I was Scar. She was Simba. We were like, we've been method acting and really getting in there. And it was so fun. I love lying to Uber drivers.
I love it. Oh. I even like to do it being like, oh, it's that house up here. And my house is down there.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
I'm just going to act like that one's mine for a second. Or like.
You get out and like, walk away. You're like, you got it wrong.
Sorry.
4 stars.
Joke's on you. I'm down here. Or being like, honey, I'm about to be there. And I just come home to my dog. You know, it's like.
Love.
Thank you for that tweet.
That cleared up a lot of things.
That cleared up a lot of things. And that was so embarrassing.
It was,
okay.
It was profound.
But. All women know these days.
Like a fucking loser. As a non-binary person, I assume that the majority of women have not fully explored their relationship with their gender.
Wrong. Boo.
I'll go. I'm wrong.
Real life booing shit.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Do you
hoop?
Oh,
my God.
Boo. Boo. This is hard to answer on a massive scale.
Yeah.
I'm just like, as opposed to men who are famously really into exploring gender.
Yes.
Like, yes. Famously.
Musco,
the most
please.
Musco! Say it louder.
Please.
Because you know what? Women are not, men are loving that these days.
Right. They're doing so much exploration.
Oh my God, you can't get those boys to stop. Between football and exploring their gender, you're like, boys.
Oh, let's focus, so huh?
And in fairness, on the other side, we need to rein Harry Styles in.
Let's explore.
That's a bad.
We need Harry's some gender roles. We need some gender roles in the room with us for Harry.
That's the non-gluten-free girl taking all the gluten-free.
Yeah.
But you don't even fucking know what you're doing with those overalls. Put them down.
Next assumption. Do women actually hate all men, or is that just a bit?
No, I think they're functional.
Yeah, I don't hate them. They're just sometimes annoying and, like, inconvenient.
Honestly, I do want to get, like, a little bit serious for a second because I do think on the channel I am hating on men a lot. And what I hate, I'm a Libra. I hate inequality and balance. Mm. And I grew up with a boy in an Italian household where he could do the littlest thing. And it was like, look, guys. He picked, like, other, like, it was like, oh my God, he got groceries for grandma. How nice. Meanwhile, I'm like fucking taking care of grandma every day and night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think what upsets me is the way we raise men.
Yeah.
I don't think I hate men. I think I hate the way we raise them. Yeah. Specifically, maybe just in an Italian American household or in a Christian household, it was very much like
Asian households. It was
just Asian households.
It's different.
Saying, like, literally same.
But like, sometimes
the boy
I'm like,
can do no wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't think it's who they are.
No.
I think it's the way they were raised and how fucked up and unfair it is.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. My brother got to do sports. He, you know, he got to express himself artistically. I literally wrote an essay and it made it to the Valley Stream Herald.
Wow.
Bro.
I won an award for it. Oh. I lied in the essay. It was supposed.
You're like, I hoop. Hey, take that part.
It was about my hoop dreams.
But wait, so you get this big award or whatever.
One.
Mom didn't give a shit. She's just like, aww. That's the bare minimum. What?
I remember all the boys in my family, they all got for Christmas Rock'em Sock'em Boppers.
Oh, yeah.
Where you'd punch each other. The girls, we each got one magazine.
What?
Oh, a magazine.
That's wild.
And I was like, what? And I also remember my brother would get big game systems. I'd get bras.
And
which were great bras. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know.
It should just be provided in general, though.
I want to correct that for you. Do you want that? Do you want the
I want you to buy me Sock'em Boppers.
Sock'em Soccer Wop'ems.
You want that?
Sock'em Soppers.
You want that?
So I don't know. For me, you guys could talk personally because I'll say for me, I don't hate all men.
No.
I hate the way some boy moms are raising men.
Yeah. Yes. Well, boy moms need a little bit more reprimanding.
Just
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Or I just don't like the way that men are grown up to be now suddenly. Then it's their POV, which is like, I can take up more space. And that is hard for me. But I don't hate all men.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I love men. I absolutely adore men. I love the differences that like men can bring to the table. I think their opinion's almost as important as a woman's.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do enjoy men, and I just expect a lot from men because a lot's expected from us.
Men. You're like, yeah. I don't agree. I do hate all men.
I hate all men. No, I appreciate men who are self-aware and thoughtful and try and have good relationships with their mothers. You know those men who have bad relationships with their moms?
Yeah. Then they start a podcast.
We have a lot of good men that work at Smosh.
We do.
Really great that were raised by great women.
One
and
of the
great
okay
men.
Ones.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there are some that there's room for improvement,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And I'll list them here. I know.
Scrolling text.
There's a
work
graphic
on it, Brian.
That comes up.
And then here it is.
I feel like there's a beautiful synergy that can happen, right? Like, I feel like it comes from like energy altogether. I think there's a beauty of like masculine and feminine energy. I feel like the two create this beautiful, like yin yang situation and amazing things can come out of that. But that has to come from balance. And sometimes, and that could go for any gender, we could swing too far one way or the other, you know?
100%. Totally.
Yeah. I think extremes in any regard are dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's mostly behaviors that you see often in men that I don't like. It's not that I don't like that gender.
No.
Right? It's just that
it's not all men,
but
it's
some.
Always a man.
But it's enough.
As a guy, I assume if I walk into the same shared space as a woman, she assesses my threat level like she's using a Dragon Ball Z scouter. Also, in today's society, I don't blame them. So just for my friends in the back, what is a Dragon Ball Z scooter?
So I'm going to take the lead on this one. So there's this anime from, I want to say it started in the 80s, went through the 90s and early 2000s.
Dragon Ball Z. That I know.
Yes.
There was what was called the Power Scouter, which was like this lovely little like singular eyepiece monocle that would like read other people and like give you like the loadout on their power level.
Okay, so this is like,
it's like a threat assessment eyeglass monocle.
Yes, I look am assessing that.
Always.
I'm always assessing that with honestly anyone.
Yep.
Mostly men. When I meet someone that I don't know and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try and understand your vibe, your energy. I'm looking at every detail of your face, your, you know, how you carry your body. Yeah, I do have that.
Yeah, I think I'm not like, it's not a monocle, but it is, I am like staring at behavior.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you don't, if you cut me off or you didn't listen to what I said.
Yeah.
Or you say something, like I pick up on those behaviors.
Totally.
And I go, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, you know, in like the Iron Man mask where Jarvis has all of these details. Literally, yes.
Oh, because I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to waste my energy, you know, if it's not a good vibe. I'm like, I don't need to.
Yeah, because you probably only develop that over time. Because I think in high school or middle school, you fall hard for some boys. And that's before you have that data reader fully trained.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, great vibes. And you're not basing it off of history of meeting people and being like, oh, does he ask me questions?
Would you say your data reader is like proficient?
No, I think I fuck it up a lot. I'm not a good.
You need some tuning.
Need some tuning. Sometimes I'll be like, great vibes. And all my friends were like, no, dump him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I thought he was silly.
Yeah.
He's just goofy.
Yeah. Goofy or funny. I don't think I'm trying to read people, but I don't think I have a Dragon Ball Z scouter. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm out at night a lot, you know, for stand up and such. So yeah, if I'm like ever alone, it's going crazy. I'm looking around.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Escape routes. I'm assessing the situation. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I find myself assessing more so than individual people, like situations, like the whole situation and the sum of like the parts, like who's around me, what we're doing. I'm definitely like a eyes on the exit type of girl. Like I go to a restaurant, like I don't like to not be facing it.
Me too.
And like, I don't know, just like as somebody who's very queer and a girl, like it just, there's like a lot of safety factors that come into play, especially when I'm like in a place I've never been. I don't know. I travel for work a lot. So I'm in different parts of the country that might have varying levels of threshold and tolerance for people like me.
100%.
So I'm always kind of on high alert.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I'm like, I'm an upset cat at all times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I see people's bed that doesn't face, you don't see the door.
Mm.
I don't know how people do that.
No.
Does that make sense? Like my
the
bed.
Killer's gonna get you.
I have full access to the door at all times.
Oh my God, wait, mine, I don't.
Bad feng shui.
You gotta see it. You gotta see the door.
Wait, my door is right next to my head.
That's so
terrible. You're off guard. He comes in, you gotta.
That's like the same shot from like Paranormal Activity when he gotta, like, launch through the door. And that's because his bed was right next to the door and not facing the door.
You need like, you're the door, this is the bed.
Yeah.
That's you guys.
That's like really bad.
I'm about to rearrange everything in my bedroom.
Yeah. I'm in a dumb small studio apartment, so the difference between the door being here and there is not that much. But at
well,
least
your
I
door
can
is
see
the outside.
Oh my gosh,
she lives
guys.
In a home. She's feeling a little bit, more housing secure.
I'm in a tiny little place. I used to live in a place where I could see it, but now I live in a tiny little room, and so I'm going to have to rearrange everything.
I'd say for this assumption, it's less like a Dragon Ball Z scouter on people because it's hard to read people right off the bat. I mean, we are reading them, but it's like a safety thing, like a spatial thing too, where it's like, I don't like to be too close, especially in elevators when men get really close to me. I don't like it.
You know what I do when I want to be alone on an elevator? I face the corner.
Wait, one more time.
I'm so serious and it works.
Shut up.
I'm so dead ass.
So I open an elevator and
you're
elevator
in the corner, you're like whispering,
you're like,
I am a hologram.
I don't know, like it doesn't actually like psychologically make sense because you're more vulnerable with your back to the elevator door.
No, it's a power play. Yeah. You're like, don't fuck with me. You don't know what's wrong with me.
But people get fucked up. They're like, this is weird. And they just let it close.
If I opened an elevator door and you were facing the wall, I'd be like,
yeah.
Wait, actually, I'm thinking about
people
when I'm thinking about going inside an elevator, I'm sort of sideways. So I can like see them like this.
Yeah, but when you're face the corner, like away, back to the door, people are like, this is fucking weird. Oh, I'm not getting on.
That's giving me
so
like,
you get the whole elevator to yourself.
Mental episode. That's the energy that's broadcast.
I would be like,
I would be like, nope, you take it.
Hey, do you need any water?
You're doing okay in there, kid.
Hey, girly pop, you got a lot of pockets in those jeans. You need anything?
And one of them has a knife in it.
And you're like, put them up. Pier 1 Imports. This is
yeah!
awesome.
The lamp in the bag.
The lamp in the bag.
Okay, next one. As a trans woman in her very early stages of coming out, I sometimes have the feeling people assume I want to be hyper feminine and disavow anything that isn't traditionally femme.
I feel like I can't like speak for what other people are perceiving of a trans woman, but like as like a trans woman, I felt like the need to distance myself as far as possible from anything masculine related.
Yeah.
In order to feel like I was fulfilling my part of the bargain, that I was doing enough to earn womanhood, that I was fitting in enough. And like eventually like you settle into your space and you're like, oh, I still like these things that could be considered masculine, but I'm a lot more secure in my femininity that it doesn't bother me anymore. Mm,
yeah.
I feel like sometimes you have to like swing so hard to overcorrect that you end up being like so far one side and you're like, actually, that doesn't matter. Like, it's like guys usually find it really, really charming that I still like, I love video games and love anime and things that like aren't traditionally like feminine interests. Sure. And yeah, I understand what she's saying though.
Like in the very early stages, she had very early stages all capitalized.
Yeah, so like, and I think in the same right, like as a, I'm a very non-traditional woman, but like when I first came out, I felt a need to like prove it to the world. Mm-hmm. So in steering so super hard, like I went full, like shaved my head, cornrows, like was performing masculinity. I was like carrying my dick in my pants. It was a lot. I was you know, I'm gay. And I wanted to prove something. And then at some point I was like, what are we doing? This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we came back around. Yeah.
The course correcting sounds exactly right.
Yeah. It's a, and it's never ending. It's changing.
Truly.
So true.
Ever changing.
You course correct again. You go back. You the whole life. As a man, I assume women feel like there's never going to be an accurate period cramp simulator.
I've never done one of those things.
Me either. And I'm not pressed to try. I go through it every month.
I assume women are going to feel like it's never accurate.
I don't care.
I'm like, why does that matter?
The point of it is just so that you can understand and empathize with the fact that it hurts.
Yeah.
You can't feel it.
We're taking the empathy experiment and we're turning it back around about ourselves.
Truly, that's what this feels like.
Exactly.
Reverse Uno, like, girls,
I just feel like you guys are never going to think it's as painful or you're never going to really like have an accurate one. Yeah, maybe that's just because of like years of really feeling like shit and going, I don't know, it could be worse than that.
Yeah.
Your imagination sometimes like exaggerates pain.
Also,
sometimes like, from the past, because you're like, whoa, I think about old periods of mine that were like really bad. Because every once in a while, I get a period that makes me want to fucking die.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, nothing will simulate this. I don't even know how to explain how I feel to you.
I also don't think like the simulator can like contain everything that happens within that. Yeah, like I have like fluctuating hormones based on like my medication that I take.
Yeah.
So like you'll feel pain, you'll feel like you're breaking out, you'll feel sad, you'll feel unable to like move. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much that can't just be wrapped up in pain
totally.
That I don't think the simulator could ever convey.
Yeah.
So, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Because the physical, I have really, really, really bad period, like physical pain. But I always harp more on the psychological stuff that's happening because that stuff really fucks with me. Yeah. Like a week before my period, I PMS for emotionally for like a full week.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 2 days before, I'm in hardcore pain. And that stuff you can't simulate. You're like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I feel like I'm in my head a lot right now. And you're like, I don't know how to show you that.
Right. Extended over time, you get to feel it for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It won't be the same.
Yeah, but I will say I was and still kind of am one of those girls that's always talking about her period because
I
have to.
Destigmatize it. I don't know why people were weird about it in the first place.
I just have to talk about it or else it feels like I'm dying.
And also, it's good for other people to know because like sometimes you get weird. Like that week before, I PMS so bad, right?
And
I'm a different bitch.
Yeah.
So I let people know like, oh, I'm PMSing. Everyone's like, oh.
Also, like, my face looks different, too. Like, when I'm on my period, my face looks, like, more, like, what is it? The luteal phase?
Luteal phase?
Luteal?
I don't know.
I don't know. But my face is puffier. It's, I hate it.
Yeah, I'm always talking about it. Because then the second a woman's like, I get it. I'm like, yes! Yeah. I assume women wish that men could get pregnant instead, like, seahorses.
Oh, that would be great.
We gotta write these people's names down. Who thought this?
Yeah, who thought this? Is this Kat's crew member?
What is the seahorse part?
Yeah.
Male seahorses carry the baby.
Oh, like, okay, so that's what we're talking about. I thought for some reason it was like a physical. This makes more sense. It's been a long day.
I do.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Carry that baby.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That'd be so cool if I could impregnate a guy.
Yeah.
That'd be lit.
I can't wait to tell you about trans men. you're gonna fucking live.
You're gonna love something.
You're absolutely, I'm gonna change your goddamn world. New yes. information.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it would be like more fair if everybody had the capability to carry children. And I think that would bring a lot more empathy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like also, I imagine the care would be so much better.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody had the capability of carrying kids.
Yeah. Oh, I think you nailed it. The empathy part, I think, is what women want the most.
Yes.
Is the idea that like, that it doesn't have to always fall on the woman mm-hmm. to do that.
Right.
I think that's what they care about mostly, because most mothers I know would never not want to experience something mm-hmm. like that, because they feel like it was the most magical part of their life. And they feel like a fucking superhero, mm-hmm. which they are, because you're like, holy fuck, you created life. So I don't think any mothers I know wish that men could do it. I think they just wish that men could understand it mm-hmm. and like give them the grace mm-hmm. when it's fucking
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have anything that people assume about you, whether it's being a woman or anything? Like I touched on mine. I think because of some of our content in here, I get a little aggressive when people write in about their boyfriends being mean, and I go, I want to kill him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't hate men.
Oh, okay. Like, I think that maybe the audience sometimes might think that I'm a little incompetent and that I'm like weak in a way because I don't know certain games or something. And I actually am not that. I think I'm quite competent and
very competent.
And not dummy dumb dumb. So yeah, I
get
think
real,
that
yeah.
I think there is a misconception of me being always like, I don't know what to do, you know, when actually I do, because I have Google Maps and a calculator app and a compass app. So I know where I am and I'm not lost and confused.
I feel that way with you, Liv. And I feel like both of us, we have like a, I wouldn't say a childish joy, but like a childlike.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And I think some people will be like, wow, she doesn't really know that seahorses can also be pregnant like men.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't, sorry. I'm just like,
I'm living in the moment. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I'm not a fucking idiot. I know what's going on.
I think whimsy is a good thing.
Thank you.
Whimsy is a great thing. We got to bring whimsy back.
And curiosity. Yeah. I think we're comfortable in like loudly going, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
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 I do that on the internet all the time.
Yes. It
changes your life.
Yes.
You learn so much.
I love learning about shit.
Truly. If
I'm okay to be like,
tell them, Liv.
I don't give a shit if I'm lost to ask somebody, where do I go?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Yes.
When they have that old assumption about men like never asking for directions because they don't want to act like they don't know where they are, I will, no matter what, be like, I don't care. It's not associated with my self-confidence if I'm a little confused right now.
Mm.
Yeah. What about you guys? Any assumptions?
People assume that I'm very outgoing and that I'm a huge people person because I am a performer and like a personality, and that's how a lot of people know me. But usually when I'm to myself, I don't really want to fucking talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I don't get charged by being around groups of people. I like charged by being by myself. And then I'm able to pour that mm-hmm. into a lot of people.
Are you half-half? Introvert, extrovert?
Yeah, I can like flip.
Or are you needed. Mostly introvert?
I just see it as like, I need to have my alone time. That way I can be around people.
Bosco, yeah. I'm the exact same way.
Me too.
And I think people think when they watch our content that I
am on at all times.
You're like a sponge, but you're, going. But yeah.
But you're not seeing me go home and turn off.
Turning off is not speaking at all mm-hmm. and hibernating in bed, not
looking at the door. That's right there.
Not looking at the door.
Right next to me.
Back here, I don't care. I just don't want to talk to the robbers. I don't want to talk to them.
Oh.
But you're extroverted, aren't you?
I love people.
Wow.
And that's my favorite thing about you, Gucci. People talk to you.
Gucci,
you have a sweet face and you love talking to people.
Cutie pie.
I love humanity. Despite what you see online, I think they're generally pretty cool.
Do you like being alone? Is it hard for you to be alone?
I will say, like, I get anxious when I have nothing to do.
Mm.
When there's stillness, I'm like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's happening. I'm like, I'm looking for the phone. I'm like, I gotta call somebody.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I gotta call a friend. Yeah, I get recharged from being around others.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm truly half and half. I could not.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what people assume about me. I think I'm so out of touch when it comes to the perception of others. I'm like, I just always assume that people don't like me when I first meet them. I don't know why. I'm like, oh my God, I don't think they like me. Like, girl, what? So yeah, I think I'm out of touch when it comes to other people's assumptions. I don't know.
That's probably a good place to be.
Oh.
Unaffected by other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Or at least like not weighed down by them.
I'm trying to beat them to it. So I'm like, I know what you're about
to
say.
I'm having the worst opinion than you. There's nothing you can say that I haven't said, but
literally,
worse.
Literally. For some reason, it's always better if you think it first. And I don't know if that's a good place to live, but it's protection.
Have you shared this yet?
Have you?
Have you? Because this is a massive fight for more views than the other ones. We love you bitches over at Pier 1 Imports Online. Get in touch with us. Get in touch with Bosco. Get in touch with you. Get in touch with Smosh.
Put the lamp in the bag.
Put the lamp in the bag.
In the fucking bag and put the bed by the door.
You guys are so fun, and I love being a woman, and I love talking to you guys about being.
This is girlhood.
Girlhood.
This is girlhood, gang.
Absolutely.
Girlhood is showing up.
Sisterhood of the traveling hot chip. Right here.
Hey, should we do one more for old time's sake?
Yeah.
One for the road.
All women know these days is charge the phone, be bisexual, eat hot chip, and lie.